This is a geek alert from Sophie Crow at AboveTopSecret.com. Calling all you physicists, geologists, engineers, and hey sure, even political scientists and social engineers. You wanna do some science? Or you gonna stick to crowd control?
Where were you when I needed you?
Quakes trigger quakes, say two new reports published in Nature magazine. The most important factor is amplitude, not frequency. So, what matters most is how loud the seismic trigger shock is at a distance from the epicenter. Not which particular seismic note a main shock sings through the ground. The fact is, fault zone materials respond to seismic waves in unpredictable ways. The response is non-linear.
You gotta get some information.
Suddenly, quake mechanics is getting a lot of attention. Everyone's in on the action. Université de Mont-le-Valais, Francis Centre National de la Recherche Scientifique. Then there's the U.S. Department of Energy, the U.S. Geological Survey, and the Los Alamos National Laboratory. Looks like the boys at the top are getting worried. We're seeing a lot of geophysical activity following last year's Asian tsunami. And many suspect all this new activity is related.
100 years ago, our planet had mega deposits of gas, oil, and water underground. Those deposits made darn good shock absorbers. But now they're gone.
What might that mean to the planet, to us?
Have we turned our planet's shock absorbers into massive underground echo chambers? Chambers that increase the amplitude of seismic waves. Have we done that?
You gotta get some information.
I wanna know. Is this a conspiracy? And what's the conspiracy? Is it just a cover-up? A conspiracy of silence? Are they just hiding the fact that they've really buggered up our planet? Or is there more to the story?
The technology exists to create earthquakes. A number of conspiracy theories have been put forward suggesting that the Asian tsunami resulted from such intervention. I've heard the American government blamed, as well as British Petroleum, Esso, you name it, they've all been accused.
Are there really people that stupid out there? What do you think?
If there is a conspiracy, who's behind it? Is it some little kick-ass government? Terrorists? Or are a couple of major corporations at war, fighting to take over the world?
You need to ask the right questions. Who has the most to gain? Who can afford the technology?
It's all science, big fella. Physical science, social science. Science is sexy. You got your strange attractors, your gravitational wave, and magnetic radiation. And they all come together in very mysterious ways. It's not just politics that makes strange bedfellows.
Transfer effects, positive feedback, negative feedback, feedback loops, all of the above? More?
Are the plates shifting? Is this a positive feedback loop, amplified
If seismic waves are amplified sufficiently, it may cause a major shifting of the Earth's tectonic plates. If, and I say if, this is happening, it may explain this planet's history of continental movement. It may explain the Earth's history of cataclysmic change. Some people use their knowledge for personal gain. Others have other agendas.
Why don't you come over and see me sometime at AboveTopSecret.com? Let's get together and collaborate. We want to see what you got. You gotta get some information. You gotta find out. You gotta get some information. You gotta wake up. You gotta think.